Thanks, Paul.
Hi, this is Brian McGovern on CCR. Call to Be Kind, a Chelmsford community project that supports local rough sleepers, of which I am one of the founders of, will be releasing the Burning Codes track, Call to Be Kind, on the 23rd of February. That's this Saturday. To mark the first anniversary of the death of Rob O'Connor, who tragically passed away in the doorway of the disused former Argos building in Springfield Road. So I'm going to be speaking to Paul Archer, the lead singer, songwriter, main protagonist and driving force behind the Codes. But first, let's listen to the track Call to Be Kind by Burning Codes.
Understand the problem. Everybody's got a problem. Each person at home brings themselves their own destruction.
Hi Paul, how are you doing?
Hello Brian, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm well.
Excellent.
Paul, we first met at One Cool Day, Call to Be Kind fundraiser we done last October. Can you tell our listeners how you and Burning Codes got involved?
Yeah, so essentially our mutual friend, the wonderful Paolo Morena, had put us in touch. He contacted us and explained to us about yourselves and about One Cool Day and what you were doing. And we loved what you were doing and the whole idea of the day, and hence came down to play at your festival.
So after the event, out of the blue, you contacted me to say you'd written Call to Be Kind, which I was a little bit taken aback from, to be honest, Paul, because normally I have to beg, steal and borrow to get anything donated to us. But what motivated you to do that?
Sometimes we meet people who have a resonance and a meaning. Something resonates within ourselves in terms of how we relate to the other person. And I think when I met your good self and when we chatted, I really felt an empathy there. And also because in my day-to-day life, what I do is I try to support children and young people who are going through emotional and behavioural problems due to trauma. So it is a part of my makeup that I feel very strongly about supporting and standing alongside those who are encountering trauma and issues in their lives. And after playing One Cool Day and getting to know you and what the organization was about, it was just on my heart, really, to be honest. And it just continued to be on my heart and grow. And I got to a point where I felt like I really need to write, which is the point where I had then contacted you.
That's fantastic.
Paul, at One Cool Day, you met Call to Be Kind's now child ambassador, Jacob, who recently featured on The One Show.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I think that Jacob is a remarkable young man. And I also think that he's a visionary young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say that his level of empathy would be probably on a different level. Some human beings, I have had the privilege of meeting a number of human beings during the course of my life so far that have extraordinary levels of empathy. And we know that empathy is a very complex thing. Mm-hmm. I think there's over 10 different areas of the brain that all are working at the same time in regards to empathy. So I think that Jacob is a visionary and a remarkable young man.
I'll be talking to Jacob later in the show. Now, Stark, a derivative of the highly influential Knights of Reb, have made a remix.
Yes.
Firstly, how do you feel about Stark doing this? And secondly, have you heard the track and what did you think of it?
I have. Yeah, first of all, I feel honoured and privileged that the guys would even think about or ask about remixing Burning Codes. And I think that their remix is indeed, as you say, is extremely different, completely different theme, completely different direction, completely different emphasis. But I think that's fantastic. A remix should be a remix, and there are many different interpretations, different ways of seeing things. So I think it's great, and it's a healthy thing to have different interpretations, different angles.
Okay, Paul, always a great pleasure to speak
Bye.
To you. We're now going to listen to the bonus track, Where Do You Go?, written and performed by the excellent and talented Paola Moreno. Then we shall be speaking to Jacob about his work with Call to Be Kind.
We used to talk for hours, but now we shout, we just shout. tell you anything. So it seems, so it seems. Oh, where do you go when you don't fit in? Where do you go when you don't fit in? Where are you heading now?
CCR 104.4 FM.
That was Paola Moreno and Where Do You Go? I'm now going to talk to a personal hero of mine, someone who a lot of you would have seen on a recent showing at on the One Show. He's called to be Kind's Child Ambassador and has done some amazing things, collecting now 356 fully stocked rucksacks. Hi Jacob, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Jacob, we met about 18 months ago. Can you tell our listeners how that came about?
Well, we met at Sanctus when I was recording for the BBC.
And of course that went viral, didn't it? How many views has that film had?
16 million.
Wow, 16 million. When you appeared on the One Show, what was that like as an experience?
It's actually quite weird. It's quite a small studio, so it's kind of weird seeing behind the scenes.
And was it exciting?
Yes, very exciting. Yeah.
Jacob, you also been recorded on the Stark version of Call to Be Kind. Have you heard it, and what did you think?
It's quite good.
Oh, great. I'll let them know. They will be pleased. So you've got to be the coolest kid in school, not only appearing on national television, but on a really cool record. Are you officially the coolest kid in school?
Yes. Some people who don't know my name call me the famous person.
Right. Thanks, Jacob. Speak soon.
Thanks. See you soon.
Cool to be Kind. The original track is being released exclusively on all the WC2BK.co.uk as a download with the bonus track
Where Do You Go by Paolo Morena. That will be available from the 23rd at that web address. The minimum donation is £1, but if you feel you want to give a little bit more, feel free. Thanks, Paul.